Okay, we'll go ahead and call this committee to order. We have the requisite 12 folks. So, we have a bill to hear. Wait, I gotta do the roll call. I'm gonna change my behavior later and start recessing, not adjourning. But in this case, will the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Chair Keenan.
Here.
Representative Beatty.
Here.
Representative Binkley.
Here.
Vice Chair Cavero.
Excuse.
Representative Kirk Carpenter.
Excuse.
Representative Falk.
Excused.
Representative Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Representative Gillette.
Excused.
Representative Hamilton.
Here.
Representative Hastings.
Here.
Representative Hilligard.
Here.
Representative Hopkins.
Excused.
Representative Keough.
Here.
Representative Mercer.
Excused.
Representative Moore.
Here.
Representative Nave.
Here.
Representative Stuart Paragoy.
Excused.
Representative Reed.
Here.
Representative Regeer.
Excused.
Representative Schillinger.
Excused.
Representative Tuss.
Here.
Representative Wundyboy.
Here.
Chair Jones.
Here, and Vice Chair Cafaro walked in as we speak. Okay, with that, Representative Blair.
Mr. Chair, members of the Appropriation Committee, my name is Brandon Lear, last name spelled L-E-R. I represent House District 35, which is far eastern end of the state, Richland County. Today I bring before you House Bill 541. With the amendment we put on the floor, we stripped off anything that the state would have to do with this. This is all going to now be brought into the private business realm of debt collectors, so the fiscal note should be no more.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are there proponents?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Brian Thompson, THOMPSON. I'm here on behalf of the Montana Collectors Association. I think what Representative Lear said is exactly accurate. If you look at the description of the fiscal impact, the court was worried that they were going to need an IT update and some training to train their people how to calculate this interest. We've taken the interest calculation with the floor amendment away. The interest only begins to accrue once it's turned over to a private collector, meaning they're the ones that will be doing the calculation. There should be no burden on the court system. Thank you very much.
Additional proponents? Proponents online, seeing none. Are there opponents? Opponents online, seeing none. Are there informational witnesses? And online, seeing none. Questions from the committee? Questions from the committee? Seeing none, if the sponsor would like to close.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I close.
Okay, the sponsor has closed. So I guess we might as well do EA on that bill.
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass on House Bill 5.
She's got a spin up. The spinning wheel of death has paused us.
I know that feeling.
Still the spinning one.
Right there.
Oh, okay. Spinning wheel of death is done.
Mr. Chairman, I move due pass on House Bill 541.
It's been moved due pass on House Bill 541. Is there a discussion? Representative Kirk Carpenter, did...
No.
Oh. Okay. Any discussion now that it's zero fiscal note? Do we need to roll call vote this bill? Okay, roll call vote.
Vice Chair Keenan.
Yes.
Representative Beatty.
Yes.
Representative Binkley.
Yes.
Vice Chair Cafaro.
No.
Representative Kirk Carpenter.
No.
Representative Falk.
Yes.
Representative Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Representative Gillette.
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Hamilton.
Nope.
Representative Hastings.
Yes.
Representative Hilligard.
Yes.
Representative Hopkins.
Yes.
Representative. Oh.
I mean, either way, it works, right?
Representative Keough.
No.
Representative Mercer.
Well, nobody told me.
Representative Moore.
Yes.
Representative Nave.
Yes.
Representative Stuart Paragoy.
No by proxy.
Representative Reed.
Yes.
Representative Regeer.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Schillinger.
Yes.
Representative Tuss.
No.
Representative Wendy Boy.
No.
Chair Jones.
Yes. Bill passes. Back to the floor. We'll be on third reading. Representative Mercer, I believe you have a motion.
Sure. House Bill 519 off the table.
Explanation on your motion?
About this mobile driver's license thing, I am still, they said that it would cost. But I think instead of leaving it on the table and having it not make transmittal, it is smarter for us to take it off the table, give it life, and work really hard to try to squeeze that number down to something that appears to be more reasonable. And if we can't, I think I'll remain a no, but for now, I think second chance. And so that's the basis of my motion.
Okay, let's roll call vote off the table. And once again, the spinning wheel of death has us.
Vice Chair Keenan.
Yes.
Representative Beatty.
Yes.
Representative Binkley.
Yes.
Vice Chair Cafaro.
No.
Representative Kirk Carpenter.
Yes.
Representative Falk.
And a motion off the table is present and voting. So it's
Falk is excused.
Representative Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Representative Gillette. Representative Hamilton.
No.
Representative Hastings.
Yes.
Representative Hilligard.
Yes.
Representative Hopkins.
Yes.
Representative Keough.
Yes.
Representative Mercer.
Yes.
Representative Moore.
Yes.
Representative Nave.
Yes.
Representative Stuart Paragoy is absent. Representative Reed.
Yes.
Representative Regeer. Representative Schillinger.
Yes.
Representative Tuss.
Yes.
Representative Wendy Boy.
No.
Whatever it is.
Chair Jones. 16-3.
The bill is off the table.
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass on House Bill.
Yeah, where did you see the bill?
It's been moved do pass on House Bill 519. It's the electronic driver's license discussion we had previously. Discussion on the bill.
Question.
Question's been called. Roll call vote.
Vice Chair Keenan.
Yes.
Representative Beatty.
Yes.
Representative Binkley.
No.
Vice Chair Cafaro.
No.
Representative Kirk Carpenter.
No.
Representative Falk.
No. Yes, by proxy.
Representative Fitzpatrick.
No.
Representative Gillette.
Yes, by proxy.
Representative Hamilton.
No.
Representative Hastings.
Yes.
Representative Hilligard.
Yes.
Representative Hopkins.
Yes.
Representative Keough.
Yes.
Representative Mercer.
No.
Representative Moore.
Yes.
Representative Nave.
Yes.
Representative Stuart Paraguay.
No by proxy.
Representative Reed.
Yes.
Representative Regeer.
Yes by proxy.
Representative Schillinger.
Yes.
Representative Tuss.
No.
Representative Windy Boy. Chair Jones.
Yes. 14-9. Bill passes 14-9. So that is our book of business tonight. We'll see what time the floor finishes tomorrow. If there's some easy work to do, we may come in again tomorrow night. We do have an agreement that says we don't have to on some of these bills, but I also have an urge not to be entirely swamped when we get back. So depending what comes off the floor and what time we're done, there is at least some chance on some of the if some of the bills that may have some significantly positive votes, we may just try to keep them moving on their way. We will see what tomorrow brings. So with that, we are adjourned.
Okay.
Done for the day. Yes.